Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Reminders.
Hello there. Are you ready for the final episode of our Crime Fighters series, Silent Cries? The young police inspector Amsa and her colleague Bruce have been investigating the murder of Mr. Yaji, and they've arrested his own son, James. He's already in big trouble because he beat his wife so violently that she died as a result. James's mother, Salma, is determined to help her son. Last time, she told her friend Bintu that she needed to talk to the police. We'll soon hear why. First, though, let's pass by Bintu's place. She and her daughter Ramatu have been demonstrating in the city along with women from all over the country on behalf of women's rights. The parliament has finally approved a law making domestic violence a criminal offense. But at home, Ramatu's family is facing their own problems. Let's join them for this final episode called Reconciliation.
It's open! Ah, Dayo, how are you?
I'm fine, Bintu. Hey, it's been a long time since we last saw each other.
Yes, indeed.
Is your husband at home?
Yes, he is.
Dayo, what brings you to my house? I thought you said you wouldn't contact me until I...
Until you what?
This doesn't concern you. Leave us alone, Bintu.
Why did I even ask?
Take a seat, Dayo.
I know what I said, that I didn't want to see you again until you'd apologized to your wife for the way you've been behaving lately.
Then why are you here?
I've thought a lot about what you told me, and I finally made up my mind when your daughter Ramatu came and asked me for help.
What? Ramatu? How dare she?
Please, think about the courage it took for her to do that. This is a serious matter, Taka. I want to sit you and your wife down together and get you to talk to each other before things get out of control.
What? You have no right to do that.
Taka, we've known each other since we were children. If you still value our friendship, call your wife now and ask her to join us.
This is ridiculous. Fine, you win. Bintu! Bintu!
Yes?
Come here.
Please, Mama Ramatu, come and sit with us. Bintu, I have to say that I was shocked when Taka told me that he beat you. It's not easy to intervene with a married couple. But as your friend, I need both of you to understand that violence is never acceptable, not under any circumstances. I'm only asking you to take a first step now. Taka, I would like you to apologize to your wife.
My husband, I've got nothing against you, you know?
I've got nothing against you either.
Then what's the problem? All right, Taka, you don't have to do this now. Take your time, but don't wait too long.
Thanks for coming, Inspector Amsa.
No problem, Mrs. Yaji. You sounded very serious on the phone.
I have to tell you something. Just one moment. Timo! Timo, come here, please.
Yes, Mother.
Sit down with us.
Hello, Timo.
Hello. Is everything okay, Mama?
I want you to hear what I'm about to tell the police inspector.
I'm listening.
My husband, Bagud, was a very traditional man. He didn't like being opposed in any way. The only way he knew how to respond was with violence.
What do you mean?
He beat us, me and the children, too many times for me to remember. For any reason at all. And it wasn't just that.
Mama, why are you telling her all this?
It's all right, Timo. You'll understand very soon. Inspector Amsa, The night my husband died, he didn't stay out.
What are you saying?
He came in late. I was already in bed. He was very upset.
Salma! Salma! Where are you?
Bagudu, what is it? I'm sleeping.
Oh. Can someone who is sleeping still talk?
I was sleeping until you came in.
Well, you're awake now. Come here.
No, please. I'm tired.
What? Are you out of your mind? You can't refuse me.
Ow! Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Ow!
Be quiet.
No, I won't be quiet. I'm sick and tired of being a slave to you. Let go of my arm. Leave me alone.
Oh, you think you can run away? Just you wait.
He followed me into the kitchen. I grabbed the knife. I only wanted to threaten him, but he came lunging at me. And then everything happened so fast.
Mama, are you saying that you killed Papa?
It was an accident, I swear.
I know what he did to us was bad. But I can't believe this.
Timo, Timo, come back, please.
Mrs. Yaji, what happened next?
I wrapped him in a mat and pulled him out of the house. I couldn't get any further than where you saw his body. I didn't sleep that night until I'd destroyed every last bit of evidence. I'm sorry.
Mrs. Yaji, I'm afraid I must arrest you for killing your husband.
Thank you for listening to me, Mama Ramatu.
It's all right, Madam Fatu. I'm glad I could help. Feel free to stop by our counseling center again or call if you need to talk.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Take good care of yourself.
Good afternoon, Mama Ramatu.
Ah, Inspector Amsa, I didn't see you sitting outside the door.
I didn't want to intrude, so I thought I'd wait in the hall. I wanted to see how things were going with the new center.
We've only been open a week, and we've already had a few people come by to talk to us about domestic violence issues.
Ah, that's great. This is a huge step.
Exactly. And you've done so much for our little counseling unit, helping us find this place and applying for funding.
Don't mention it. The money hasn't arrived yet. But it's good that the government seems willing to invest in places like this. A law on its own isn't nearly enough to stop domestic violence.
That's true.
How are things at home, Mama Ramatu?
Better. I would never have thought that my husband would ever apologize to me. But he did, just the other day.
Wow, that can't have been easy for him.
He's still looking for a job, but at least he hasn't yelled at me lately. And he's never beaten me again.
Ah, that's great.
Good afternoon, Amsa. I didn't know you're coming.
Who do we have here? Ramatu, the secretary. How are you?
Very well. I just talked to Timo.
Really?
Yes. We're going to visit some of the nearby schools together. You know, to talk to children about how they can deal with violence in the family.
Maybe he isn't such a bad guy after all. His mother's court case is starting soon, isn't it? I'm really hoping for the best for her.
We all are. James will be going to prison for quite a while, though, especially now that the domestic violence law has come into effect. They'll want to make an example of him, to send a message to other would-be abusers.
There's still such a long way to go.
True. But your work here is an important part of it. So, Ramatu, how are things going with Timo? Come and tell me.
There is nothing to tell.
And this is where we leave Ramatu, her mother, Inspector Amza, and all the villagers of Lambu. It seems that things are starting to change. People are beginning to speak up about violence in their homes instead of suffering in silence. We hope you enjoyed listening to Silent Cries, a crime fighter story written by Pinado Abdu Waba. You can listen to all the other episodes again and to our other series on our webpage, dw.com/crimefighters. Goodbye for now and take care.